1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bench plays it over to DeGeorge. Nice headman pass. Finds Abby Haluska with a shot and a goal. The senior captain from Delano, Minnesota. I believe Lauren Bench will get an assist on that one. What a great big play there by Haluska. Beavers lead 1-0 with 2:19 left here in this second period.
Yeah, every team in this league is very good. Credit St. Cloud. They came out and played very hard. It wasn't an easy game. It was a hard game to play. There's no easy ice in this league, that's for sure. So, I mean, you just got to come with a mindset that you got to work your hardest and get the win, hopefully, but it's never going to be easy, that's for sure.
Puck sails out to center. Grayson Myers carries it in, drives that one toward the net, and the goal! Beavers go up 2-0. It was either Mosier or Myers. Let's see who skates to the... Actually, it's Casa. Casa skates to the bench first. It's a matter of trust. You can go the distance with too much resistance. I know you have doubts, but for God's sake, don't shut me out. For the shot, blocked there by Campa. Campa chases it down. She'll fire it ahead. Off the ice, here comes Haley Mack. Mack gets beat to the puck. She'll get to the net, and an empty net goal for Haley Mack. 4-on-6 for Bemidji State, the Beavers. Shorthanded, empty netter. Haley Mack now owns the BSU record for shorthanded goals. And Amber Fricklin giving Haley Mack a tap on the helmet as well. As Haley now owns a new record in the books. The senior out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota, putting up the third Beaver goal here tonight.
Yeah, that's why I kept telling myself to trust the process. I mean, I missed a breakaway, hit the pipe, and then I almost got another empty netter chance. They had three girls in front. We all hit them. It was just frustrating, you know. I didn't even realize I had 9 shots. I know I probably had 5, but, you know, hockey's a weird game, and the bounces come and go, and you just got to stick with it, I guess. Trust the process and just keep working hard, because you just never know what route it's going to take you.